Hello, everyone, and welcome to the latest Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Sports Athlete of the Week. I'm Frankenberry here on 100.7 WHUD, and this week I'm talking to senior softball star at Rhinek High School, Katie Blanche. So, hi, welcome to the show, Katie, and congratulations to you.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's well-deserved as I look over your nomination letter, and also with us today is your coach, Joan Spedafino. Hi, coach.
Hello. Thank you for having us.
Oh, not a problem. This is one of my favorite days of the week, believe me. So, Katie, according to your nomination letter, you kicked off the softball season in pretty strong fashion and against Class AA powerhouse Mariner with a 9-0 win. Now, first off, explain to me, because I get lost sometimes with the AAs and the single A's and all the teams in the area. What is the distinction for you when it comes to Class AA with Mamaroneck?
I'm actually not quite sure, like, exactly, because I kind of just go with the flow, but the distinction between the classes is about like class size at school. So Rhinek is B because we're pretty small. It's like 130 kids in my graduating class, but Mamaroneck obviously has a lot more because it's just a huge school.
Okay, all right, but you know, whatever the case may be, you beat them 9-0 to open up the season, and you had a pretty pretty impressive game. And I got some updated information to add to the nomination letter yesterday that since then you've also beaten Dobbs Ferry 15-0. You've beaten North Salem 13-0. You yourself, you faced 54 batters. You struck out 36 of them. You've only walked a couple, and you've given up only 5 hits, which I'm sure at this point has some of those young women at the printer shop getting T-shirts that say, "I got a hit off Katie Blanche." Okay, so because that seems to be a hard thing to come by for your opponents. So at the plate, you're 8-for-11. You got 12 ribbies. You've got a double, 3 homers. And that comes with an exclamation point, by the way, that they were all over the fence.
Yep.
So, yeah, that is a that is a pretty impressive start. Now, have there been any games since the North Salem game? Am I short one by any chance?
Yeah. So yesterday, wait, was it? No, 2 days ago, we played against Tuckahoe. It was a close game. It was 2-1, but we pulled it together. No runs until the 6th inning where Tuckahoe scored in the top. And then it was 1-0 and we brought it back. Little team effort. We got 2 runs in.
Oh, that's great. Got to see, now I'm a baseball fan and my favorite type of baseball is a pitcher's duel. So I would have enjoyed, I would have certainly enjoyed yesterday's game. But that's great that you guys were able to pull that off. And good for Tuckahoe, obviously. I mean, you guys had scored like 37 runs and hadn't allowed any before that point to hold you guys to just 1 run scoreless until the end there. So good for Tuckahoe. Now, is Tuckahoe a solid ball club? Is that a ball club you're going to be facing down the road?
Yeah, they're really good. But we're not going to play them again. I think they're Class C, right? Yeah.
So last season there, Katie, you were All-State, All-Section, All-League. You were the league most valuable pitcher, team MVP. You were a finalist for Player of the Year. And when it comes to, I think, some updated stats, you're close enough. You've got an ERA of less than half a run. You're 44-10. Batters are hitting less than, 100 off you, and you've got 543 strikeouts, 15 shutouts. And I do see also, I know it's okay, you can blush, by the way. I'm just going to roll through some numbers. I also see that you've got 7 no hitters, which ties you for Nolan Ryan, just in case you're curious. And also, batting wise, you got 17 homers, which ties the Rhinek career record. That's kind of cool now to know that you just 1 home run short, which I'm sure is going to come at some point. So you are going to hold that record. How does that feel to know that, when you leave school, you are the record holder for career home runs?
I mean, it feels great. It's something that I've looked forward to. I love being a pitcher who hits and all that. And it's even more special because our assistant varsity coach, Miss Calvini, is actually the record holder. So we have a little, we have a thing going.
That's very cool. And this is my favorite of your batting stats, that you've got 125 hits, but 118 ribbies. Now, that is some pretty productive hitting. And I just wanted to say good for you on that. That's knowing, especially for your teammates, to know that when you come to the plate, there is a very good chance that you are going to be driving in a run.
I mean, just got to do the job sometimes.
I guess so. And obviously you do it well. So where did you all finish up last season?
So last season, we actually won the section. It was a really close game, 4-3. My catcher who graduated, she hit a walk-off. I think it was a triple. I don't remember. But it was incredible. We were all so hyped. And as a team, we were really close last year. And then we lost the first game in the regionals, but it's all right.
Well, I'm sure that the expectations are pretty high this year, and you're off to a good start. So I'm sure that, and you know, I'm sure the team has got to be very, very excited about that. I mean, I see that you're what, ranked number two in the state, and according to Coach in your letter, Rhinek is ranked number two in the state is a huge part of having Katie on the team, or having Katie on the team is a huge part of that. So you're a team leader. How does it feel not just to lead by your play, but also to be looked to for leadership and possibly mentorship? Does that put any pressure on you?
I mean, I just really do love being a leader, and it's just something that I hold close to my heart. I love having people like come to me with things. I love being a supportive person and just being someone who could bring the team together instead of like having it be separated. And just, it's such an important thing to be successful, is to just be, have like this togetherness that we built around. And like last year we were a family, it's why we were successful, and hopefully this year we keep that family dynamic and we keep being successful.
I hope for that with you. And have you seen any improvement in some of the younger players the last year or so that you're particularly proud of?
I mean, everyone's always improving. We're always like, we hit every single day. We sped pitches front toss. I don't know how our arm is still attached, but it's pretty like we always are hitting. We're always getting stronger. And like, we started off the season, everyone in the order was getting hits. Like we're all working together. It's how we need to succeed.
And so far, so good. Now, I also see that it's not just softball, but you've also been on the varsity basketball team for the last 3 years. And you played some tennis too. Now, obviously, softball is your thing. Is that what you're going to be doing when you get to Williams? Because it's Williams College, correct? Is that where you're going to be heading?
Yes. Williams College. I'm headed there next year, and I'm going to be on the softball team. So it's going to be so fun and just such a good experience. But yeah, basketball, I played that for 3 years. But definitely not my strong suit. I have to get a little more aggressive.
Plus, I'm sure that, you know, you probably got to a point where you said, listen, I just need to concentrate on the softball.
Oh, definitely, because the offseason is so important to get strong and like injury prevention and all that.
Definitely injury prevention. Now, Coach, tell me about coaching Katie, seeing where she has gotten to as a player and a leader, and also to see what she has accomplished in just 3 seasons so far. This is before this, you know, before this coming year, finishing it out.
Yeah, I think that that's the most important stat while we're talking about all of her stats. It's only 3 seasons. You know, we brought Katie up in eighth grade, at the end of eighth grade. And, you know, she's done an amazing job for us. A nice little tidbit, too, is her mother also won the Con Ed Award for tennis, which is a great, I don't know how many mother-daughter duos there are in the, you know, I had Katie in fourth grade. She attended all of our softball clinics. And, you know, throughout the years, she's just grown into be the almost like the mascot for pitching in Rhinek, which is wonderful. And she handles it very well, very well. She's wonderful with the younger kids, the girls on the varsity, the JV modified. She's really a great leader.
And I did see that her mom also had won the award. And I think this is maybe definitely the second, maybe the third occasion of one of my current winners also having a parent to have won the award. And to me, that's just kind of cool. I mean, I saw that in the nomination letter yesterday, and I was like, I love this kind of thing. Yes, that's great, Katie. You and your mom both having this award. Now, I'm Frankenberry, and you're listening to 100.7 WHUD and Con Edison's Westchester Scholastic Sports Athlete of the Week. I'm speaking with softball star at Rhinek High School, Katie Blanche. So, Katie, this award, you know, is not just for athletic achievements, but it's also for academic ones and the school community. Local community work. So you're a 4-year honor roll recipient. And academically this year, you have not shied away from a really full, challenging course load while holding a 97 average. I see AP psychology, macroeconomics, environmental science, English language, Italian, and AP computer science, as well as bioethics and phys ed. Now, first off, my brain hurts just from thinking about all those AP courses right there. Okay. And also I see a craft, which I'm going to assume is a nice little bit of a break.
Oh, I love my crafts. It is the best part of my day.
Well, I'm sure, man, with all those AP courses racking your brain, to be able to work with a little bit of craft has got to be a heck of a break. And it was funny here that your guidance counselor says in your nomination letter, for many students, one may consider this to be an overwhelming schedule. For Katie, it's just your typical year. Like, Katie's going, ah, pshaw, nothing. It's a walk in the park. So you've done very well there academically, and I'm sure that came into play with the acceptance to Williams.
Definitely. I mean, you have to have really good grades to get in there, and even before like getting committed and all that, you have to send in all of your stuff, get like recommendations, like writing samples, all of that, so that like even before they look at you athletically, you have to be, like, qualify.
Obviously, they've got somebody who's well balanced on both sides. You can play softball and you're also good in the classroom, so I'm sure they're going to welcome you with open arms. And with all this classwork, Katie, now what is it of these classes that strikes your fancy the most? What really gets your interest going?
Well, one thing about me is that I really, really love to learn. And I'm not just saying that. Like, I genuinely love school. I look forward to seeing everyone here. I look forward to, like, going to class and stuff. But definitely my favorite class this year is AP Psychology. I just find it so interesting. And I'm probably going to do a little major with that in college, like, explore a little more. It catches my eye, you know?
I was going to ask you about that when it comes to Williams, what you might be considering majoring in, or at least minoring in. And I was going to ask you the question of, and I ask everybody, is there any class over the last number of years that has surprised you? Maybe an elective that you didn't expect to enjoy as much as you did?
Well, so when I entered high school, like into my freshman year, like we were doing class selection. I was like so like set on one thing. I was like, I'm doing engineering. Like, I want to do this. And then I got there. I was like, this isn't for me. And then I realized like, I don't need to like fill this spot that I just made for myself in my head. But I go after the classes that I love now. I was really surprised to like last year I took AP Literature, and it was just like one of those enlightening like learning experiences. Like Frankenstein, my favorite book. I just read it. I was like, it restarted my love for reading.
Which is fantastic. And that's, you know, that is part of the learning process and being able to be open to change. You know, you tried to pigeonhole yourself early on and then you said, well, that ain't working. Well, that's what learning's all about. So, you know, I'm glad that you've gotten to the point where you're open-minded. You're taking some of these classes as they come and enjoying some things without, like you said, pigeonholing yourself where you were in the beginning. Now, I also see that you are, let's see, you're in the Italian Club, you're in the Honor Society, also the Student Athletic Cabinet, where you're the chairperson of the senior class, head of communications, and it says that each month you all have an activity for the high school as well as the community. So anything memorable recently? Anything extra fun?
Oh, yes. So March is like National Reading Month, and so you'll never guess where I got to go. I read to Miss Fedofino's fourth grade class. It was such a good experience. Honestly, it was just perfect. And some of the girls from the clinic were there, and so I already knew them. But it was just super fun.
Oh, that's great. And I did see that that you're a reading buddy to elementary students as well. And that's got to be pretty rewarding, especially if you see their eyes, you know, light up at enjoying reading.
Yeah, I mean, it was super fun. I kind of want to go back. I don't know. Got a plan.
So I'm going to assume, though, that you didn't read Frankenstein to the fourth graders.
No, we read a funny story, a little one. Miss Fed's favorite book.
Well, I'm sure they enjoyed that. And I also see that you work at what is it? The Sharing Shelf? Is that what it's called? Where you distribute some donated clothes to those in need?
Yeah. So I only did that for a little while because it was shortly like after COVID, like when everything was starting to open up. And it really connected with me. I loved like sorting through clothes, because one thing about me also is that I really love to like go thrifting, and like all my wardrobe is like recycled and hand-me-downs and all that type of stuff. So I just love sorting through the clothes and like trying to see like what would like a little girl like to wear and all that. But it started being like a scheduling conflict, unfortunately, so I don't really get to do that anymore.
Well, that's okay. But you were still there for the experience, and you know how it felt. So I'm sure at some point in the future, you'll probably be able to do that again and help out some of those in need. So now, Coach, before we wrap things up here, do you have anything more to add for Katie and thoughts about her as she heads off to Williams?
No, I'm just so proud of her and how she, you know, has just continually grown academically, athletically, emotionally. She has the whole package. And, you know, she's really a great, great person. And I'm so proud of her. And, you know, I also got to coach her mother, too. So, you know, what an honor to have the two of them.
And I was going to ask you about that. Yeah, any fun stories about mom?
No, mom was great. She was a great, great tennis player. I didn't coach her in tennis, but I coached her in basketball. And she played a little first base for softball. So, and she is Katie's biggest fan. So it's a great story.
No, it is a great story. Like I said, I really enjoy the fact that I've had a couple of these winners with parents that have also won the award. That is just, like I said earlier, just way too cool. So, Katie, before I go here, I just want to let you know that Coach has said here in your nomination letter that Katie is one of the best pitchers I have ever had the honor of coaching in the past 38 years. So some pretty high praise there, Katie. And that doesn't put any pressure on you, by the way, as you go to Williams, just to let you know.
Okay. Well, Miss Fett is one of my favorite coaches, and she's made such an impact on me.
All right. Well, it was fantastic talking to you, and congratulations again on the award. Obviously well-deserved, especially more so now as we went through this conversation and I got to know you a little bit. And, Coach, it was great to talk to you as well.
Thank you so much for having us. Will we see you at the dinner? Will you be at the dinner?
Yes, I will be at the dinner, though I will probably have to borrow a shirt and a tie, but I will be there.
There you go.
For Rhinebeck High School's Katie Blanche, you've been listening to the Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Sports Athlete of the Week. I'm Frankenberry, and join us again next week right here on 100.7 WHUD.